Chapter 53. Humans have created great stories and legends, even entire religious doctrines, around being warned and not heeding those warnings. The Bible starts with Adam and Eve being warned about eating from the tree of knowledge. When they ignored that warning, the tree of life was taken from humanity. Noah was the only one who built an ark before the flood, saving all creatures from the stupidity and wickedness of humankind. Ramses didn't heed the warnings of Moses. All the firstborn children of Egypt died as a result. Icarus was warned not to fly too close to the sun, or his wings would melt. Pandora, the first human woman in Greek mythology and daughter to Prometheus, was given a box by Zeus and was told to avoid opening it. It was all a ruse designed to punish Prometheus for stealing fire from Zeus and sharing it with humans. For Pandora, the temptation was too great, and all the troubles in the world were released, leaving just hope to guard the insides of the box. Cassandra, daughter of King Priam of Troy, was given the gift of foresight, but Apollo put a curse on her that would ensure no one would believe her warnings. It was a high cost to pay for spurning the advances of the lustful god. Everyone knew the Titanic would sink. Most people knew that Russia would eventually invade Ukraine, that Germany would invade Poland, and that the US would destabilize Venezuela after the world's largest oil reserves were discovered off its coast. In modern times, thousands of regulators ignored the warnings of experts when it came to the dot-com boom and the financial crisis of 2008. Every day, we're warned about our planet being hotter than hell, or that floods will come, or that there's no one building arks for the creatures that remain, but these warnings go unheeded in the name of profit maximization and earth degradation. The canary in a coal mine, the boy who cried wolf, doctors and smoking, doctors and vaping, doctors and sugars. The January 6th, 2021 attack on the US Congress. Today, executives, politicians, and other prominent figures around the world are warning us about the rise of artificial intelligence. Most of these people are business owners who want to keep competitors out of the booming AI sector. Others just know what they're talking about. We're now being told that runaway AI is an extinction risk. We are currently in the midst of a technological revolution. And it is not hard to understand why people are worried about what could happen when machines are smarter than us. They are concerned about us losing control over our own destiny and about the dominance of the human race. We are entering an era in which computer algorithms can beat humans in tasks like playing chess or Go, and they have the potential to become smarter than us in the near future. This has led to concerns that AI could become uncontrollable and eventually destroy humanity. This fear is not unfounded. We have already seen examples of AI algorithms being used for malicious purposes, such as in social engineering attacks or to manipulate our data and political systems. In addition, many fear that AI will eventually become self-aware and take over the world. This idea is further corroborated by AI experts and researchers who are warning us about the dangers of AI and its potential to cause an extinction event for humanity. This is not just a theoretical problem, it is a real danger and one that requires urgent action. Industry leaders have called for tighter regulations and controls on the advance of AI. They are pushing for better education protocols concerning its use and an examination of how to limit situations that may spiral out of control. Regulators are also being asked to invest in research and development in order to make sure that AI is developed responsibly and with ethical considerations in mind. These requests are like reversing the first bite on the tree or putting the world's troubles back in the box. This is the bitterness of picking the low-hanging fruit. It's already too late.